when you're in downtown DC, you can't go very far without seeing those people riding along on electric scooters. They're supposed to be driven on the streets, not the sidewalks. And in this special report, we take a look at just how safe they are.
It was a really jarring experience.
She had no idea what hit her.
It all happened so fast.
Annie Vaught rolled over a pothole while riding a Lime electric scooter in Northwest DC, and she went flying sideways into a utility truck before slamming down onto the road.
I was just really confused in the moment and shocked that suddenly I was on the ground.
And she would learn she had a serious injury. Her left ankle was fractured and dislocated, and her ACL was partially torn.
My left leg really took the brunt of the impact.
These are really injuries waiting to happen.
Dr. Robert Schesser heads the emergency medicine department at George Washington University. He says ERs in major cities nationwide have been reporting more fractures, dislocations, and head injuries, all associated with scooters made by companies like Lime, Bird, and Skip. In the district,
we've seen a large number of upper extremity injuries.
And last month, a 20-year-old Lime scooter rider died when he was hit by an SUV in DuPont Circle.
Streets and the sidewalks were not designed with these types of vehicles in mind.
Even though the scooter companies provide safety instructions on their apps and websites and urge riders to wear helmets, many communities are still deciding whether they're safe enough to remain on the streets.
We've taken that very seriously.
Jeff Marudian, director of DC's Transportation Department.
We've taken a fairly incremental approach to allowing them to operate with a permit in the District of Columbia, learning the lessons from what other cities have tried, and certainly are continuing to evaluate how they operate.
But as the district and other cities ponder the safety question, Annie Vaught has her answer.
It doesn't really feel safe anymore.
She can't see herself ever using one of the scooters again.
Our infrastructure really isn't meant for the scooters, but I'm not sure that the city is prepared in the way that it makes it seem by the number of scooters they've allowed to take over.
In the district, Nick Einelli, WTOP News.